You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with not just a coach, nor just a thought leader. Alina Chapman is a soul nurturer whose company Chapman Life Institute works with clients who identify what they really want to achieve in life. Alina is a two-time international bestseller, has more than 30 years of deep study with Bob Proctor and Dr. Wayne Dyer, and has created a truly remarkable community on Facebook for anyone that wants to join called Savvy Sisterhood. Alina, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Oh, I am just very pleased to be here. Very pleased.
And we're equally pleased to have you with us, Alina. So tell us, for starters, people call you a soul nurturer. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. A soul nurturer, that which people have coined me to be so, is basically I help people to get to that divine part of themselves, the part that Maya Angelou said you never let anyone trod on. And it is the place that is our inner true being. I help them to get rid of the critical ideas, you know, that false self that has all the criticism and the defense and the judgment. And I just, then they can tap in and find out what their true passion is or the answers to their life. And they can become the master manifestor. And that's what I do.
Now, Alina, I understand that your company works with both men and women, but you have a special place in your heart for women who are trying to take a new start. Why is that a major focus for you?
Because I've been there and I understand. And it was the women who came and helped me so much in my life when I was making a fresh start. And for that reason, I understand, because A, I've been there. I know what it is. And B, I want to be that help for other women, because there were women there to help me. So I do have a very fond place, and I do understand what they're going through. I understand what a lot of men are going through, and I do have men come to me, but the majority are women.
And taking that a little further, tell us more about Savvy Sisterhood and how that relates to your major focus, and where can people learn more about that?
Okay. Savvy Sisterhood is a community I've formed, and I know there's a lot of communities out there, but remember, Eric, I was talking about, you know, it's not just being a community, but it's women really having each other's back, really growing together, powerful women who usually don't find that out in the world, in the corporate world, or sometimes not even in the entrepreneur world. But when they get into the Savvy Sisterhood, that's where they're going to find that the women have their back and that we're all growing together. And we're growing personally, and we're growing within ourselves so that we can present our best in the world out there, in our family, in our relationships, in our business. But together, we are just strong in growing, and we're there for each other with ideas and help. It's just really nice to have. It's a really nice community.
I also understand, Alina, that you're a radio host. Tell us about the show, and if you could interview anyone from present to the past, who would that be, and what are a few questions you'd ask them? I'd be curious about that myself.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That's a very cool question. All right, I am a radio host. I have a show on Lomo, but it's also a podcast, so people can look it up whenever they want. It's called 30 Minute Moments. I love that name because it gives us a fresh start every moment. So it's 30-minute moments, and it's to bring a little more ease in your life, you know, with concepts and ideas and, you know, anything you want to change. It helps you just to change it a little bit easier by hearing from other people who have done it or have good ideas on how to do it. If I could, I've interviewed some really cool people. I've had Bob Proctor. I've had Bernie Dorman. I've even had Oh my gosh, I call him the gun, and it's Gonzalez of the group No Doubt, and he did that ska blues, and he is really cool to talk to. But who would I want? That is good. I think if I had my choice, I would really like to interview people that, you know, I would love to do Gandhi if he was still alive, or I would love to do a lot of people that are dead I would like to interview. Right now, I think interesting people, I would love to interview Bill Gates because that mind just fascinates me. I would love to interview Shirley MacLaine because I think her ideas and where she's at in her life and how she perceives her life is very cool. I would love to, there's just so many people. There's so many people with such fascinating lives. Those are the people I want to interview.
Good stuff there. Today we're joined by Alina Chapman, who is a soul nurturer and whose company, Chapman Life Institute, works with clients to identify what they really want to achieve in life here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Alina, what is one thing our listeners can do to make immediate action or take immediate action in their career, personal life, etc.? What could you advise in these regards?
Well, usually, Eric, I usually suggest gratitude, and that is true, and a lot of people are practicing that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give them an exercise. I think they may enjoy this. Do you think so? They're your audience. I would love to see. It's a really cool. If at night you just are relaxing, get out a pad of paper, little slips of paper, and just start to relax and write down whatever part of your life you're wanting to do better in. Start to write down ideas of where you see yourself in a year, in 1 year. That's your business, that's your everything, your relationships, your kids, whatever it may be. And just put all those ideas in a shoebox or in a bowl. And then when you get up in the morning, you take one idea out and you do your gratitudes, of course, and then start to visualize how you are going to fulfill this idea to better your relationship or to start on your careers, to better your careers. And then you start it, and every day you take an idea out. So you relax several times. You relax at night and you put it in the bowl, but then in the morning, you take one idea out, and you'll have ideas for a month that you keep drawing upon. And it does. It launches you forward in any area of your life.
I know you work with a lot of people, and relationships certainly come into the mix in your dealings with your clients. And relationships are wonderful, but can be and often can be difficult. Can you name tips on how we can all improve our communication, which is huge when it comes to relationships?
Yes, and it's not only relationships in the love capacity. There's relationships with friends and in the workplace, too. Sometimes people in different areas, you know, the people who are very techie, sometimes I have trouble communicating with them because I'm not techie. And so then you have a communication gap. But I'll tell you, it really takes starting to step back from it. And we can get so frustrated when we're not understood. But there's a reason why we're not getting understood. And so we have to sit back and just like an athlete, you have to start picturing, how am I going to talk to this person so that they understand what I need, what I want, and I can understand them better? What can I do? And try different ways. And when you get the one that you really think works, then you try it. And if it doesn't work, then you adapt it. Before you know it, you'll be communicating with them. And I have seen this work with dads trying to get back with their kids, you know, kids that didn't want to be with them. And all of a sudden, these dads do this, and all of a sudden, they've got their kids back. I've had women on the corporate level who thought they weren't being understood by some of the people who were working underneath them. They did this, and now they have a good working relationship. This is a valuable, valuable tool because it all starts with us. Everything starts with us.
It really does, and I'm glad you made that point. It really does start with us. How does one know if they are truly in a rut, or as you would call it, in a prison?
Yeah, I do call it a prison, because it's a prison we don't even realize we're in. That's why my book is The Prison Effect. Ruts. Okay. We are, so many people are in ruts. I mean, 92% of the population, really, all habitual ruts we live in. I'll tell you, there are four ways you can tell if you're really living in a rut. Number one, ask yourself, am I truly happy? Am I truly, truly content and happy in my life? And be honest with yourself. And then number two, do I feel passionate about what I'm doing? Do I feel that passion every day, or at least every other day? Number three, do I wake up in the morning excited to start the day? Or do I have that moment where I'm either really worried, or I don't want to even go to work, or I don't even want to start the day? These are three very valuable questions, and they're so basic, but yet they're very much to the point. And if you're answering no to them, then, my dears, you're in a rut. You're in a rut. And it's not hard to do to get out of the rut. It's changing habits. It's learning. It's learning how to step out of that comfort zone. But when you do, life does really, honest to goodness, become magical. Really does.
Alina, it's been great to have had you. A good conversation. And I'm sure that anyone from any walk of life could have gotten something from the conversation here today. Where can listeners get further details on your company, on you, your services, and also Savvy Sisterhood?
Oh my gosh, yes. If you are looking for more information about me, you can go to Alina Chapman Life. Alina is spelled with an A-L-E-N-A. And then that is my website, AlinaChapmanLife.com. And I'm also on YouTube, Alina Chapman. You can watch videos. Savvy Sisterhood. If you are a woman who loves and wants that community and that friendship and that just everything, then just type in. You can go to Facebook or even do it in Google. That join SavvySisterhood.com, and it'll take you right to the Facebook page.
Alina, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best. Have a great day.
Oh, and I've had so much fun. Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Alina Chapman, a two-time international bestseller, and has created a truly remarkable community on Facebook for anyone to join called Savvy Sisterhood. And for more information about Alina Chapman and Savvy Sisterhood, please visit AlinaChapmanLife.com and join SavvySisterhood.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.